Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
On a recent Valentine's Day in Carrboro, a husband brought home to his wife a dozen roses bundled in red crepe paper tied up with a pink satin bow and a small box of ebony hearts and dense chocolate squares topped with sea salt-like cut glass. Sounds nice, but nothing special, maybe you're thinking. But this was a first for this longtime married couple. In the past, each year without fail, she had given him presents on this day, but he had never before reciprocated. And the presents she had given him, like cologne and shaving cream bottles, were neatly lined up, unopened, under the sink. So, this year, knowing his disdain for this holiday and its ritual, she decided to give him, as she says, the one present I never had before. Nothing. This story is shared by Sun Magazine associate publisher Krista Brimmer on Salon.com seemed to be a reverse twist on O. Henry's classic Christmas season short story, The Gift of the Magi. In that story, a poverty-stricken husband sells his precious gold watch to buy a classy set of combs for his wife's lovely long hair, only to learn that she has sold her hair for money to buy him a platinum chain for his watch. But the marriage journey of Krista Brimmer and her husband, it's no short story. It's a saga that she tells in part in her Salon.com article explaining that she had fantasized a wedding to a handsome, successful, broad-shouldered young husband with her wearing a white wedding dress. Instead, jogging on a Chapel Hill Trail one day, she met a gray-haired man with a thick accent whose conversation was peppered with references to Allah. The older man from Libya, well, was older and darker and poorer and more foreign than the husband, she says, that she had planned to have. The husband of my dreams did not put his forehead to the ground to pray in an apartment that was pungent with strange spices, or carry on passionate Arabic phone conversations with his Libyan family that sounded like heated arguments, though he insisted they were just friendly chats. How Brimmer's marriage to this older man and their two children made a family, and how their differences seasoned their love, will be the subject for Brimmer's book, My Accidental Jihad, to be published by Algonquin in April. Now, I promise you'll be hearing more about this beautifully written, provocative, and moving memoir. Just don't miss it. But meanwhile, we can perhaps put some of her wisdom to work in our own relationships. Brimmer tells us every relationship is bicultural. We enter into the foreign country of marriage, lugging our particular baggage, assumptions and emotional hard-wearing expectations and longing. And if we're lucky, we eventually discover what weighs us down, and we begin to discard what does not serve us so we can travel lighter. She says, when I began to release my fantasies of what love should look like, I discovered a new buoyancy in my marriage. This is D.G. Martin.